Dove Estates LLC, Nanticoke View as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer Dove Estates LLC preliminary on Nanticoke View for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2006-68, Dove Estates LLC, Nanticoke View as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2006-73, Anthony Sposato, Whispering Meadows as a preliminary.
And once again, Mr. Chairman, for the benefit of my fellow commissioners, I've passed down a rather involved motion concerning this project that, and if the commissioners have any questions or concerns before I proceed, I'd like to give them an opportunity to review that. Well, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision number 2006-73 for Anthony Pizzotto based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. The typical lot square footage is 10,000 square feet. A subdivision on this site with the proposed conditions will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. A proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. I am satisfied that this project is a superior design under the subdivision ordinance. It is a superior design because it provides for the retention of natural and open space features. There will be approximately 147 acres, or 56% of the project remaining as open space. The design would also retain approximately 123 acres of existing forested areas. The design addresses the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. I am recommending that the proposed subdivision have no more than 324 lots on the 261.99 acres parcels for a variety of reasons. While the applicant is seeking 400 lots, the reduction in the number of lots is warranted due to the rural farming, extensively wooded and sparsely populated area. The cumulative impact of this and other developments previously approved and proposed on the local infrastructure and in the area in general. Wetlands represent over 38% of the total acres, and the number of lots requested is significantly greater than the number of lots that could be developed on this parcel under a standard subdivision format. 400 lots on 162 acres of uplands is too great, with a density of 2.5 lots per acre. And the 324 lots being recommended is more in line with the AR1 zoning of 2 lots per acre, albeit it may still be greater than what would have been available under a standard subdivision format. The subdivision will be served by Central Water and Sewer. This preliminary approval is subject to the following. there shall be no more than 324 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. As proposed by the applicant, a 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along boundaries of the project. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. The subdivision shall be served by a central water and sewer system as defined by Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. Within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities. As planned by the applicant, there shall be a 50-foot vegetated buffer from all wetland areas. The final site plan shall show the details of the buffer and the vegetation located there. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question.
Sir.
Item number N. It states within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities. It's been suggested to the administration that bonding be required for recreational amenities. And if you so desire to include that in part of your motion, I would add that bonding shall be provided to guarantee the construction of all amenities.
Up to you.
I agree. As stated by Mr. Lang.
You're amending your motion to include that?
To include Mr. Lang's statement concerning the bonding.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-73, Anthony Sposato, Whispering Mills, as a preliminary, with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2006-74. David L. and Carolyn D. Wilson, Royal Estates, as a preliminary.